Romans chapter 13, we'll read from verses 11 through 14. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day that you've given us. We do thank you for your word. And Father, I do pray now that you would speak to our hearts. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would come down and would meet with us in a mighty way this evening. And Father, I won't be long, but I do pray that the Holy Spirit would prick every heart that can go from aisle to aisle, convicting souls. I do pray for anyone here that is not saved. I do pray, Father, that tonight will be the night of their salvation. And Father, I do pray for the Christians here that they would be encouraged as a result of the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. So I pray that you empty me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Have me to speak what thus saith the Lord. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
There was a couple, I read an article, there was a couple who took a vacation and they rented a house. And in the middle of the night, the wife heard a noise and went downstairs to see what was going on. And the wife saw a man break into the house, and the man came into the house, and the man assaulted the lady. The man, her husband was upstairs sleeping this entire time during this entire attack. So the man beat the lady, assaulted the lady in the middle of the night while the husband was asleep. And the husband heard something, and he walked downstairs, and he found his wife laying half dead downstairs. And the man called 911, and he was devastated. And he was very devastated, not just because of his wife was beaten. He was devastated because during the assault, during the attack, he was asleep the entire time. You know, unfortunately today, that's the case with many Christians. Many Christians today are spiritually asleep.
Yeah.
And I believe why the reason society is going the way it is, number one, because of sin, but number two, because Christian people are sleeping. In a day when the enemy is attacking, when the devil is coming in and planning more attacks, and when we have spiritual wickedness in high places going all about in these places, and we have Christian people sleeping. I remember hearing about a parade in Jackson Heights with the gay pride parade, and they're taking pages out of the Bible and ripping them and using them as confetti. And we see complete chaos going on, and we see complete ungodliness roaming the streets, and Christian people are sleeping. During these times, we see in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus took his disciples, he took Peter, James, and John, and he told these three disciples to sit, pray, and watch just for an hour as Jesus goes and he prays. And when Jesus came back, he found his disciples sleeping. And he told his disciples, "Couldn't you just stay up just for 1 hour?"
Yeah.
And this evening, as we consider this matter of spiritually being asleep, I just want to draw your attention to verse 12. The Bible says in verse 12 of chapter 13, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible tells us, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And as God's children, we know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And truth be told, as Christian people, we are just one passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And we know that as Christian people, we are just presently in the world, but one day God will take us home. You know, when God saved us, he could have took us right home just then. When he kept us here on this earth to do a task, to do a reason, not to be worldly, not to be conformed to this world, Paul wrote, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And it has never been God's desire for his children to be conformed to this world. It has never been God's desire for his children to be like the world. The Bible tells us that we are to be holy, even as God is holy. Yeah. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26, the Bible says, "And ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. And we are to be in the world, but we are to be set apart from the world. A man once told me, he said, David, you might be the only Bible that a person reads. And as Christians, we carry that testimony of Christ. And a person might just, the only Bible that a person might read is just us. And the only gospel that they might see is just our life. And the way we conduct ourselves in the conversation and all manner of our life. And as Christian people, as God's people, we have been given such a command. We have been given a task to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature. But if we are spiritually asleep, we cannot do anything. Try sleeping and working at the same time. It doesn't work. You're either doing one or the other. And we cannot serve God if we are spiritually asleep. The Bible tells us to wake out of sleep, to get up and to serve the Lord, because the Bible tells us that one day Christ is coming back. We just don't know when, but he can come back even tonight. The Bible tells us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The Bible says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And he's talking to Christian people. He's saying, you Christian people who are friends with the world, you Christian people who are partaking in the unfruitful works of darkness, while you're doing this, you are the enemy of God. And it's very safe to say that if you are the enemy of God, you are the friend of Satan. And the devil will use that. And God will not bless you. That's why the Bible says, you adulterers and adulteresses, we are the bride of Christ. We are married to Christ. And when we leave Christ and when we go off into the world, when we go on off into the world's music and the world's philosophy and the worldly people and the things of this world, we leave our first love. We leave the Lord Jesus Christ and we go off into into spiritual immorality.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us and commands us that we ought to wake out of sleep. We are not to partake of the unfruitful works of darkness, but as verse 12 tells us, we ought to cast off the works of darkness. It's very grievous when we see Christian people, God's people, like the world's people. It's very strange. You know, it has never been God's system for the unsaved crowd to win the unsaved crowd to Christ. It doesn't work like that. Yep. It's Jesus Christ's disciples. It's the Christian people. It's the saved people who are to go out and to preach the gospel to the unsaved. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, God gave Ezekiel such a command. He said, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Yeah. Thou shalt therefore go and speak to the people and warn the people from me. And God told Ezekiel something very interesting. He said, if thou dost not warn the people, their blood will I require at thine hand. Yeah. And I believe that still applies to us today. Because when Paul was going on and when he was preaching, and when the people did not receive him, Paul shook off the dust from his feet. And he says, I'm clean. Your blood be upon your own head. And we see that principle still applies to us today. Right. And as God's people, we ought to go out. We ought to preach the gospel. As God's people, we cannot be spiritually asleep. But we need to wake up. This evening, the title of my message is, It is Time to Wake Up.
Yeah.
It is time to wake up. Many people here tonight might need to wake up because of prayerlessness. You don't pray. Maybe some of us don't spend time in the Word. Maybe some of us don't read our Bible. Maybe some of us don't go out soul winning. Maybe some of us are not faithful in church. But the Bible tells us to cast off all these works of darkness and put on the armor of light. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6 verse 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Yeah.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5 verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And we know as Christian people, we have an enemy. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we know that we have Satan out to get us. Not because he just hates us, because he hates God. He wanted to be like Christ. He wanted to be exalted. He wanted all people to worship him. But he was kicked out of heaven, and now he's on this earth, roaming to and fro, trying to devour Christians. And if we are spiritually asleep, the devil will come in to devour you. That's why the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Meaning, be awake, be serious, realize the day, realize the time that we're living in. Because the devil is out to come into this church, to wreak havoc in this church, to stop us from going soul winning, from stop us to preaching the gospel, from stop us to praying, because the devil wants to come in and he wants to stop all that's going on here. And Zechariah chapter 3, the Bible says that Joshua the high priest stood before the angel of the Lord, and the Bible says something very interesting. The Bible says that Satan was at his right hand resisting him. And as we serve God, and as we pray, and as we read our Bible, and as we do what God has told us to do, the devil will be at our right hand resisting us. The devil will be out to attack. The devil will be out to stop whatever it is that we have to do for God. Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 25, the parable that Christ has given us, he said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. But they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And the Bible says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Yeah. And we know as Christians, as God's people, we need to take our lamps and we need to make sure that our lamps are filled with oil. We need to make sure that we're not sleeping, but that we're awake and that we're watching, because Christ can come anytime. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, I want him to find me working. I want him to find me praying. Amen. I want him to find me in church. Amen. I want him to find me knocking on some door, inviting somebody to church. I want him to find me serving him. I do not want the Lord Jesus Christ to find me sleeping. The Bible tells us that it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Number two, the second thing I just want to point out to you really quick, I want to just draw your attention to verse 14. The Bible says in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we cast something off, we have to cast something on. And when we cast off the works of darkness, we cast on the Lord Jesus Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Some person asked me, what do you mean? What does the Bible mean by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ? It means picking up your Bible and reading it. It means going from cover to cover. It means by getting on your knees and praying. It means by coming to church faithfully. It means coming soul winning. It means doing whatever Christ has commanded us to do. And as Christian people, we ought to cast off the works of darkness, and we ought to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be holy, set apart from this world, and sent unto the Lord. The Bible tells us that we cannot be conformed to this world, but we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I also want to say this, which is really important, probably the most important thing I'll say tonight. If you have never been saved, if you have never been truly converted, I want to warn you this evening that you have to wake up. Wake up and realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Hell is waiting. You know, hell is waiting and hell is burning for people who do not trust Christ as their Savior. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus told us about two men. He actually told us about a few more, but two main characters, the rich man and Lazarus. And the Bible tells us that Lazarus went up to Abraham's bosom. But the rich man, in verse 23 of Luke chapter 16, says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. In other words, the man, the rich man, woke up in hell. Because he has never been converted. Because he had never been saved. He died without knowing Christ as his Savior. And I want to say this tonight. If you have never been saved, if you have never been truly converted, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and he'll save you. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who he came on this earth and hung on the cross for our sins. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we are able to have forgiveness of sins. We are able to have a home in heaven. We are able to have eternal life. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Many people today try to work their way into heaven. The Bible says, no, no, no. For by grace are you saved through
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
Don't think because you are in church tonight, you're on your way to heaven. No, no, no. There are many people in hell who are churchgoers. Don't believe that because you read your Bible, because you pray, because you put money in the basket. Those are all good things, and we should ought to do them all. But none of that stuff can save us. The only one that can save us is Jesus Christ when he came on this earth. And don't think that you can work your way to heaven. Because if you were able to work your way to heaven, why would Jesus Christ come from the glories of heaven? We cannot work our way into heaven. We cannot be good enough for heaven. The only way that we can work, the only way that we can be in heaven is by being perfect. The only way that we can, and we can't be perfect, but Christ is perfect. He is the perfect, sinless Lamb of God. And if, and when we put our faith in him, when we call upon Jesus to save us from our sins, his righteousness goes on our account. And our account went on him, on his shoulders, when he died and hung on that cross some 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Turn with me to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. Keep your place in Luke. In Romans. But just turn with me really quick to Mark chapter 13. Verse 34. Mark chapter 13, verse 34. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the potter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest cometh suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. But notice in verse 36, he says, lest cometh suddenly he find you sleeping. And dearly beloved, may not the Lord find us sleeping.
Yeah. Right.
Let us not be a people that are sleeping, but let us be spiritually awake. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 20, love not sleep. We should not love sleep, but we should love to be awake, serving God with all of our strength, with all of our might, and with all of our power. The Bible says in Amos chapter 4, verse 12, to prepare to meet thy God. And my question I want to ask everyone this evening is this, are you prepared to meet God? The Bible tells us, for we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. For the person here tonight who is saved, you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will give an account for your life, for all that you have done with your life once you have been saved. The Bible tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And many Christians will stand at the judgment seat of Christ ashamed before the Lord Jesus. Many Christians will, I believe that. Because a lot of Christians today are so-called serving God, but they're doing it in their own power. They're doing it in their own might, in their flesh, and nothing will happen because of it. God will not reward that. But the only way that God can get glory out of a person is if a person gives their life as a sacrifice and as an empty vessel and allow the Lord to fill that person and use that person. If you're here tonight and you're serving the Lord in your own strength, in your own might, or in your own power, you will not receive a reward for it. But if you trust in the Lord and if you are continually filled with the Holy Spirit of God, God will get the glory, God will get the honor, and God will be able to use that person. God will be able to use you to see souls saved and to see something happen for him. There's another judgment. In Revelation chapter 20, the Bible says in verse 15, and whosoever is not found written in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. And if you're here this evening and you have never been saved, once in hell, you will leave hell, because the Bible says hell gave up the dead which were in it, and you will stand at this great white throne judgment. And the Bible says when the book is open, the Bible tells us that many books will be open. I believe one of the books that are going to be open is the Bible, because the Bible is the eternal word of God. And the Bible tells us when the book is open, when the book of life is open, if your name is not found written in that book, you will be cast into the lake of fire. I know people today, I believe with all my heart, I know who are in hell right now. Who never wanted to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, who never wanted anything to do with going to church, with hearing about the Bible, and suddenly they just died. Very tragic thing. But the Bible tells us, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanisheth away. Many people think that they have years and years and years to live. But that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Because first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ can come down tonight before this message is over. And secondly, we are not promised tomorrow. We are not promised next week. And we're not promised to make it into the New Year's. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time that vanisheth away. Look, we need to serve the Lord tonight. We need to serve the Lord now. Don't say within yourselves, I'll do it next year. My New Year's resolution is to serve the Lord. That's a good New Year's resolution, but we should start tonight. We should start praying tonight. We should start reading our Bible tonight. We should start going soul winning tonight. People might think we're crazy. No, we're not crazy. We're serving the Lord. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what my 11th grade science teacher says. It doesn't matter what my 12th grade math teacher says. I'm still going to serve the Lord. They might call me a fool, but I'll be a fool for Christ. And ultimately, we ought to serve the Lord. The songwriter wrote this: perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And that must be our testimony, that we are praising our Savior all the day long. We ought to be a people that are watching and waiting, looking above. And dearly beloved, let us watch and let us pray. Let us serve God with all of our strength, all of our soul, and all of our might. Because the Lord will bless our labor. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which ye have showed towards His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. So the Bible tells us that God will bless our rewards. He will bless our works. He will bless the things that we do here on this earth. He's not unfaithful to forget our works of labor in which we do towards His name. But in order to serve God, in order to see something happen for God, we must be awake. We cannot be spiritually sleeping. This evening I want to ask you guys this. Are you spiritually sleeping? May there be a person here tonight that might say, you know what, I think I am spiritually sleeping. I need to wake up.
Yeah.
I need to wake up to the fact that I need the Lord. There might be a person here tonight that might be saying, I need to wake up and I need to get saved. Because I don't want to go to hell. I want to have my sins forgiven. I want to have that eternal life that you were speaking about. And will there be any person here today that might say, I need to wake up? In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, wherefore He said, awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. Awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. And Christ shall give thee light. If you're here this evening, and you have never been saved, you have never been truly born again, you're not sure, you have some questions, get it right today. Don't leave this building not sure about your salvation. There have been plenty of people who have walked through these doors and have heard the gospel message and have left the same way they walked in and have just died. Got to a car accident. We get a phone call about them. We hear something about them on the news or on the paper of how they have tragically have passed away without ever accepting the Lord as their Savior. But that was very foolish of them. You know that? It's very foolish of them because ultimately your finances one day will all go away. Your bank account will go away. The car that you have will go away, will burn away. This earth one day will soon pass away. But your soul will live on forever.
That's right.
Your soul will live on forever. Your soul will either live in heaven or in hell. And don't compromise with your soul. Don't play around with your soul. If you're not sure about your salvation, if you're not sure how you're going to get to heaven, if you're not sure if you're going to heaven, won't you get it right this evening? Don't play around. Don't compromise with it. Because it's the most important thing. And I believe with all my heart, as Christian people, we should be awake. Because other lives are at stake. Other people's destiny are at stake. I believe that God, even before the foundations of this earth, has given us appointments, divine appointments. And if we are spiritually asleep, we will miss those appointments. When I was in England, I heard a lot of this talk. I heard this said many times in England, that God picks and chooses who goes to heaven and who goes to hell, and it doesn't matter what you do. If God wants you in heaven, you'll be in heaven. If God wants you in hell, you'll be in hell. I've heard that a lot. But that contradicts the Bible, because the Bible says it is not God's will that any should perish, right, but that all should come to repentance. Right. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, what your past is. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And if you call upon Jesus Christ tonight, He will gloriously save you. And you will have eternal life. You will have forgiveness of sin, past, present, and future. And if you're here tonight and you're spiritually sleeping, I would encourage you, I would like to warn you to wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
So that God can use you. Wake up. So that God can get glory out of your life. Wake up. Because tomorrow's not promised. Wake up, because your life is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Wake up, because one day we will all stand before Jesus Christ and we'll give an account for our life. We all need to wake up. We all need to cast off the works of darkness. We all need to get rid of the sin in our life. If there's any sin that's between you and God, we have to get rid of it. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
If you're here tonight and you have some sin in your life, I would encourage you to wake up and get rid of that sin. Cast off the works of darkness. If you're here tonight and you don't go soul winning, I believe a person that does not go soul winning, a person that does not constantly give out the gospel, is not right with God. And I believe it because Jesus has told us, go and preach the gospel. Go and preach the gospel. All throughout Scripture, we see, go and preach the gospel. We have been given the commission to preach the gospel. And I would encourage you, if you don't go sowing, if you don't go out and you don't carry tracts on you, if you don't go out and share your testimony, if you're not constantly looking for people to share the gospel with, I would encourage you to wake up. If you're not praying every day, spending time in prayer, I would encourage you to wake up. If you're not faithful in church, I would encourage you to wake up Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday school, and Wednesday night. I would encourage you to wake up. Wake up. And Friday teen activity. You know, as far as the young people go, I remember knocking on every Saturday when we would go, and I'll be here, I'll knock on the doors, and I'll see people from my school, and they'll look at me, and I'll say, what are you doing with your life? And they're just like, oh, nothing, just home. And they would look at me, and some of them would laugh, and some of them would think that I'm crazy. But I want to tell all of our young people here tonight that I love going soul winning, that I love reading the Bible, and that I love praying. And it is cool to serve God. It's not cool to burn in hell. It's not cool to be not right with God. That's not cool. What's cool is to serve God. What's cool is to be in the Word of God. What's cool is to come to the New Year's Eve service and pray in the New Year. What's cool is to invite people to church. What's cool is to lead people to the Lord. What's cool is to come here and pray. What's cool is to serve God, not to live for this world. This world has nothing to offer you. Look, there is just pleasure in sin for a season, but Jesus Christ giveth joy. He giveth peace that passeth all understanding. And we can have the peace of God. We can have the knowledge of God, and we can have happiness. I don't think there's anything else I would rather be doing than preaching the gospel.
Amen.
There's nothing else. I always wanted to be a firefighter, but that's on the bottom of the list. I want to serve Jesus. You know, there's nothing else that brings this kind of joy, that brings this satisfaction for serving the Lord Jesus Christ, but by being in His presence every day. But in order to do these things, in order to serve the Lord, we must be awake.
Amen.